Good evening and welcome to Daxylmation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and just anything we can convince ourselves fits into that really big woolly list of genres there. And tonight's show is brought to you by myself, Nigel, and we've got Adam in. You've not been in for a while, have you?
No, God. When was the last time I was in? A couple of months ago?
I think so.
3 months ago?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. And did you say this is going to be your last kind of regular appearance for a while as well?
Unless I can haul myself back from London at some point, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully moving to London next month. So, it will be some point in the new year when I next speak on here, I think.
So it's going to be much less convenient for you to swing by, unfortunately.
The 200-mile drive might be a bit of a problem every few weeks.
But yes, no, it'll be good. What did we do? We started there with some Mesh, didn't we?
Yes.
That's If We Stay Here from their latest album, Perfect Solution, which is actually pretty darn good. So good stuff from them. I hope they're going to follow that up with a tour again like they usually do. I think they've not actually listed any UK dates, but I think they've mentioned a tour.
Got two.
Have
they've
they got two?
One in London and one in Wolverhampton.
Oh, okay.
Which is really helpful.
Yeah. I hope they're going to expand that a little then. We'll keep our
maybe
crossed.
Some more in the new year, who knows? Yeah. But yeah, certainly not heard anything else yet.
But yes, so later on in the show we'll run down the usual list of gigs and clubs and events and releases and things like that. Anything we think we can inform you about in this kind of vaguely woolly music scene. Anyway, I think it's time for a bit more tunes, and we've got some Assemblage 23 queued up next.
I'm on the verge of collapse. Adrenaline, 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 adrenaline
Okay, you heard there. Do you want to name that last track?
I will.
I'm not sure if I'll pronounce it correctly.
I seem to recall they're American rather than Canadian, and if they're listening, I'd really apologise now. It's Urseus Exit, anyway, and that's a track called The Worst That We've Become from an album called Compensation for the Sound of Silence. And it's rather great. I've not even heard of it until a friend of mine sent me it my way and said, you must listen to this.
I always like those kind of recommendations. I think they've got a viral effect because I'll be going and checking those out now as well.
Mm.
And hopefully some of our listeners will as well, so you never know. What else? We had Disconnected with Adrenaline, the Disconnected track that we just go, oh, that's the one featuring Frank Spinner from C-Band, who seems to be getting around a bit, as usual. He's doing his vocals in a couple of his side projects, isn't he?
Yes, and God knows what's happened to C-Band at the moment, but it'd be nice if they came up with another album. And before that, we had one of the new tracks from the new Assemblage 23 album, Compass, the track called Collapse, which I think is the best thing on the album, although others may disagree with me.
It's quite a good, well-rounded album, to be honest.
Well, yes, so totally. Again, he's as always, he delivers the goods, and you know, another great poppy EBM album. And what's that, six now? Five, six?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
It doesn't rush them out, though. We've had to wait for this one, but I guess that's probably the way that good is.
Yes,
they're not rushed.
Although, infuriatingly, he's playing one gig in Britain in February. At the Underworld.
I was going to say that's down London.
Yes.
I always see these kind of things listed and think, oh, now if only they'll, you know, list them a bit closer to the north. And you just know it's not going to happen with Tom, don't you? It's just going to be London.
Well, he has played up here before. I think I've seen him in Bradford.
He's played Bradford and he's played Infest.
And I've seen him play in Sheffield as well.
Have I seen him in Sheffield? I can't remember if I have. I don't remember.
Rotorsand supported him when he played back in... God, October 2004?
I did get to that gig, but I got there late and missed Rotorsand. So, yes, I remember that, because the following time, Rotorsand came back, headlined, did a storming gig, and said the crowd's much better than last time. I was like, surely I was here last time. I remember I was at that gig just not to see them.
Well, we all didn't know who they were at that point. No, everyone that night went, Rotorsand, who the hell are they?
I think I had an idea. I think I had some of their stuff. But they hadn't, like, you know, released Exterminate and I Like Destroy at that point or something like that.
No,
so they really hadn't hit a lot of the club dance floors massively.
No.
Yes, right. Shall we continue with some tunes and then do the gig and club information after a couple of tracks?
Sounds fun to me. What's this?
This is Stronghern doing a cover of a Nick Cave track called The Mercy Seat.
It began when they come took me from my home and put me in dead row, of which I'm nearly wholly innocent, you know. And I'll say it again, I am not afraid to die. Interpret
signs and carry on a black and two discarded frog. The walls now bad black bottom kind, they are the sick breath at my heart. They are the sick breath at my heart. They are the sick breath at my heart. They are the sick breath gathering at my heart. I have stories from the chamber how Christ was born into a manger. Like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. And what I say seems so fitting in its way. He was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. Like my good hand, I tattooed evil across his brother's fist. That broken five, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven, his throne is made of gold. The arm of his testament is stone. The throne from which I'm told my history does unfold. Down here is a made of a wooden wire. And my body is on fire. And God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wired. Like the moth that tries to enter the bright eye. I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I have life. But your head is called evil. With a wedding band, it's good. Tis a long-suffering shackle. Collaring all that rebel. Mercy sees waiting, and I think my head is burning. In a way I'm yearning to be done with all this measuring of truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway I tell the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing. In a way I'm hoping to be done with all this weighing up of truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And I've got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing, and I think my head is smoking. In a way I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway there was no proof, and nor a motive. Why the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is melting. In a way I'm helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. A lie for a lie and a truth for a truth. And I've got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is melting, and I think my blood is boiling. In a way I'm spoiling all the morning with all this truth and consequence. An eye for an eye and a truth for a truth. And anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. In a way I'm yearning to be done with all this measuring of truth. A lie for a life and a truth for a truth. But anyway there was no proof, but I'm not afraid to die. Mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. You know when I'm yelling to be done with all this measuring of truth. An eye for an eye and a truth for a truth. But anyway, I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told the lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. In a way I'm yearning to be done with all this measuring of truth. An eye for an eye and a truth for a truth. But anyway, I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told the lie.
Okay, we had a couple of things there. What was that last one? It was Velvet Acid Christ, was it?
That was the, yeah. Some listeners who know their older industrial may be a little surprised to hear that is Velvet Acid Christ, but that's Black Rainbows, the first track off the new album, The Art of Breaking Apart, where he's suddenly found a love of The Cure in his music, and part of it's old school Velvet Acid Christ industrial bleepy stuff, and then the other half is acoustic electronics with Cure style vocals, and it takes a bit of getting used to, but it's actually worth a listen. If you weren't keen on the last album or two, give this one a go, because it's almost back to old school Velvet Acid Christ, at least in songcraft. I'll stop rambling and say just go and get it.
Does it work as an album when you play it all the way through? Because we had a little skip through before it played, and it seemed like there was some quite different styles of tracks going on there.
Yes, you think it jars, but somehow it doesn't, and it all. I've no idea how he's got this to flow, but it really does drop from two bleepy tracks to an acoustic track, and then back to a bleepy one, and then kind of does that all over, but somehow it just works. It's to his great credit that it does, actually, and it's a hell of a risk, but it seems to have worked.
Cool. Well, before that, we had Stronghorn with The Mercy Seat from Flicker Like a Candle, and that's a cover of a Nick Cave track. And anyone who's listened to the last couple of shows will know I seem to have gone into a bit of a Nick Cave thing recently. Certainly, his latest album's been pretty awesome, and I believe there's some new material in the new year.
There's another Grinderman album coming.
Is that the one? I knew it was either Nick Cave or Grinderman.
Yeah, there's a Grinderman album coming, and he's just done another soundtrack album as well.
Oh, all right. Hadn't spotted the soundtrack album stuff, but I knew there was either Nick Cave or Grinderman, so it must be Grinderman that's coming in the new year, which is always good, because the latest Nick Cave and Grinderman albums were just both great, but it took like a few months to sink into my brain before I actually went, no, wow, this is brilliant. The first couple of listens, they didn't quite click with me. Anyway, I think it's time for the gigs and events and clubs and stuff bit of the show. So I've got a big list in front of me. Do you want to just dive in if you think I've missed anything?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, we've got coming up this weekend, tomorrow in fact, on Friday, November 20th, Saturday 21st, there's Amalgamation in Leeds, which is an industrial punk type festival. Has this happened once before or twice? I can't remember. I think it's just once.
Once, and it's been under different names before.
Right. Anyway, the band's playing Friday are Action Direct, Imprint, and Death by Electro Giants. And the Saturday lineup is Attrition, Zyclogen, Systemic, Flesh Eating Foundation, Digicore, The Ladder, and The Volatile Gentleman, with one more band to be confirmed, hopefully. If you've listened to the band listing of like more than a couple of weeks ago, I think a couple of bands have changed on that listing. So that's the up to date listing as of a few days ago. Hopefully it'll still be that when the event happens. Tickets are £15 in advance. And if you're planning on doing both days, it's well worth getting it in advance, because I think tickets on the door on the Saturday are £15 anyway. So you almost get Friday free if you get your ticket in advance. Details about that can be found at www.amalgamation.org.uk. Oh, and it's probably worth mentioning the two venues. The Friday venue is Bar Santiago, is running from 8 p.m. onwards in Leeds, and the Saturday venue is the Subculture. I believe that probably starts what 1:30 in the afternoon.
If you're not entirely sure where Bar Santiago is, it's dead easy to find. If you know where Rio's is on the Grand Arcade in Leeds, it's right opposite.
Yeah, it's in the entrance is in the same arcade, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, not too tricky to find. What else have we got? Oh, on the same Saturday, there's the Wendy House at Leeds Uni.
How could we forget?
I don't think we could ever forget. It's the two big main rooms. You've got the main, massive main room with what, goth, cheese, rock, a bit of everything, really. And the Mutate room with harder dance, electronic-y stuff. I believe it's DJ Jeff's mini birthday party. His birthday sometime this week. I've no idea if he's going to get silly because of that or not, but it should be fun anyway. More information about that can be found at thewendyhouse.org. It's £5 in and runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. at Leeds Student Union. What else have we got? On Sunday, there's a Black Sheep Live that seems to have just crept up on me. That seems to have only been advertised for about a week now.
Oh, I was about to say, I didn't know anything about it when I put it on the events listing this week. So,
I think I spotted it because it hit the La Hanya events listing before hit the Black Sheep events listing. La Hanya is headlining Black Sheep Live. Tickets, I think, £5 in advance. And there's a couple of other bands. I can't remember their names, actually. I haven't got them listed down. But it's quite rock, kind of goth metal bands.
Mm-hmm. I think they're the same bands that are supporting them at Corp this on Saturday as well, because they're playing Corporation on Saturday night in Sheffield for about, I think it's £6 there.
Yeah.
But same thing otherwise than that.
So if you're not a fan of your kind of goth metal, but still want to see Lahaina, I'd just kind of get there a little later on. So that's good stuff. Yeah, more information about that can be found at lahaina.com or Lahaina's MySpace. It's myspace.com/Lahaina.
Or sheepish.net.
Or sheepish.net. I think, I can't remember if that was updated the last time I checked it.
It should be somewhere there.
It probably will be by the time you're hearing this. Also next week, there's Gary Newman playing his Pleasure Principle tour. He's redoing all his old tours of his albums in order, and he's got round to the Pleasure Principle. And he's playing the O2 Academy in Leeds on Wednesday the 25th. Tickets, I think, are about £17.50, as you'd expect for an artist like that who's been going that long in such a big venue. And the website is o2academyleeds.co.uk, and that's probably hitting Sheffield as well.
Yes, he's playing tomorrow night, actually, 20th, at Corporation, which is, I think that's £19. Same thing. I've no idea if there's anyone supporting him or if he's just doing a long gig with Project Principle and other stuff.
I'd expect that. I've not seen mention of a support either, now you come to mention it, but I'd expect it to be the Pleasure Principle pretty much in its entirety in order, with a few extra tracks just to cheer people up if they want something else. But we'll wait and see. I'll be getting along to that one. I've got tickets booked for that one anyway, so I'll definitely be checking that out. Now, I can't remember if I've played any of this on the show, but it's certainly one that's bounced around the DJs, I know. The DJ Scotch Egg is playing the Brunel Social Club in Leeds, which...
When?
On Saturday the 28th.
Nuts.
You all swear that, don't you?
Yes, I am. I'm otherwise indisposed.
I've missed DJ Scotch Egg about 6 times when he's played Leeds, so I've got really, really annoyed that I find out the following day when one of my mates puts it on their blog or their Facebook going, oh, yeah, well, that Scotch Egg gig was awesome. I'm like, oh, I missed it again. So I'm determined to see him this time around. So that's at the Brudenell Social Club in Leeds, brunelsocialclub.co.uk, and that's Saturday the 28th. I don't know if there's a price on that yet, but it shouldn't be too much because the Brudenell never charges too much to get in. It's usually £5 or £6 at most. What else have we got? Following that, Sunday the 29th of November is the Crookshadows gig at the Cockpit in Leeds, with support coming from Aria and Zeitgeist Zero. Tickets £10 in advance. Details on godpromotions.co.uk.
They're also playing Sheffield, which is the Saturday, I think, the 28th?
Yeah.
Or it might be Friday the 27th. It's Friday the 27th, I think, actually.
I think it's got a slightly different support.
It's Aria still, but I can't remember who else is supporting
them. Yeah, I think Aria's pretty much doing the tour support.
Yeah, she's doing the full support with a longer set than she played with VMV. So she was telling me earlier. I think she told us at the time, actually, that was happening. But I honestly can't remember who else is supporting her at that point. But obviously, go to corporation.org.uk and all the details are on there.
Yep. Following that, there's still quite a lot of stuff live going on, because we've got into December, so there's a December's Friday Flock Live has got Rome Burns and the Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing playing. That's £4 in advance, and that gets you free entry to the Friday Flock Club Night. I think the gig starts at 8, runs till 10, and then it's Friday Flock Club Night from 10 till probably gone 2-ish.
Is that December 4th?
That's December 5th.
5th, right, yes. Yes, right, okay.
So that's at the Subculture in Leeds on Friday, December the 5th. What else have we got? Oh, that was the last thing on my list, is Saturday, December the 12th, Grendel plus Aesthetics Perfection and Deviant UK at the Corporation in Sheffield.
Mm-hmm, yep. Well, in that case, I've got a few more to add to that as well then. Right then, let's see. There's a gig the week before, the 6th, whenever that is.
That's a Saturday, after Friday Flock.
Yeah, which is Tiska Luda and... I think it's Cyberside supporting them.
Yeah, I seem to remember seeing that.
Who are playing Corporation. I'm afraid I've no idea how much it is because I haven't got any notes with me, but I can't see it being more than about a tenner. But that's corporation.org.uk, of course. What else have we got? I'll plug something else that I'm involved in for once, shall I? Never normally happens. Redeemer, who are based in Leicester and where I DJ Autonomy at, have started recently in Leeds at Rio's and are I think there's a standard rock version of Redeemer on the 28th of November, and then the 12th of December even, sorry, is Autonomy, where we bring Industrial Bleep and stuff in the second room along with the rock room. Full details are at redeemerclub.com, and which has all the details for all the Redeemers all over the place, including London and Wrexham, of all places, and Peterborough and Newcastle and Bristol and Glasgow, and I'm sure there's another one that I've forgotten.
Redeemers kind of exploded in the last year or so,
It's got very busy and very popular, and it's a whole lot of fun as well. The Leicester one is running as normal on the 5th of December, but I'm not going to be there. I'm otherwise indisposed that weekend. But certainly the 12th in Leeds, I'll be DJing at that. And as I say, further details will be online in due course.
Cool.
And I think that's about it.
I think the one extra thing I've got on my list, which isn't actually like a calendar event, but it is almost, it's the Weekly Nights that has now returned. Bad Moon Rising has returned after losing its venue.
Has it? When?
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but 2 or 3 weeks ago, the...
It had gone. I hadn't noticed it had come back yet.
It's basically reappeared at where all the staff and managers of the Manville Arms all just up ship and left and went to a bar on Sunbridge Road called the Zoo Bar.
Oh, right. So the whole thing's moved there. Right.
So the management have moved, the bar staff have moved, and Howard's moved. And his live gigs persisted. They started off running just Friday and Saturday night, so the live gigs were persisting. But he's recently posted online that Thursday nights are now back happening. Every Thursday at the Zoo Bar on Sunbridge Road, free entry, 7 p.m. till midnight. More details at gothupnorth.co.uk. So Bradford's weekly goth night didn't really take that long off.
I'm clearly not reading enough on the internet, because I missed that one as well.
And it's well worth mentioning the Leeds Weekly Goth Night, the Black Sheep. So when they're not doing Black Sheep Live, they do just normal Black Sheep, which is free entry. Runs from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Subculture in Leeds, and request-friendly, guest DJs, that kind of thing. All good stuff. I think I've got some other stuff to mention, but I'll leave that till later, because we've been chatting for far too long. So what have we got queued up next? It was something I put in the CD player, wasn't it?
It was Faderhead, wasn't it?
Yeah, Faderhead with a remix of his latest CD, Horizonborn.
I'm
I've just been completely caught out and realised how little time we do actually have left in the show. So we've only got really time for one more track after that. So what did we have there? It was SITD.
That was SITD's new track, Catharsis, off the opening track off Rote, their new album, which is also great.
It's been a really awesome recent release, isn't it?
Brand new, yeah, brand new. It's been a fantastic autumn for albums, actually.
Right. Yeah, all the bands have just waited and started releasing stuff. So we've just had an influx recently. So.
And there's yet more to come, too.
Yes.
Should we quickly run down, really quickly, what we've got?
It's going to have to be really quick, but yeah, I think I'll just close my file.
So we've got the new Grendel, we've got New Everything Goes Cold, have New Instrument Confidence, the Electronic Saviors EP, should I say compilation, which is out in Metropolis in the new year. Google for it, because it looks awesome.
It does, and it's for a good cause as well.
It is, yes, helping to defeat cancer by raising loads of money for it, so it all sounds good to me. And finally, we're going to leave you with Rotosan's recent single, War and Error. So, good night from me.
And cheerio, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. War on error. We have declared war on error. War on error. We have declared war on error. It's my flesh, it's my blood, it's my bone, not a digit. It's my faith, it's my will, it's my dream, not a digit. It's my voice, it's my being, it's my soul, not a digit.
Resistance. I repeat, random is resistance.